Nebraskans are proud of their unicameral legislature. Their Capitol building, a sort of Art Deco Gothic tower rising 15 stories from the prairie, is a monument to their decision in 1934 to be different from other states.
Nebraska has a lot of things that other states don't have, so we're going to talk about that.
Tour guide Libby Blay stands in front of the closed doors of the old Senate chamber and explains why it's no longer used for lawmaking.
1934, in a statewide election, George North and others say, there's a better way we could do government. We could save money. It'd be more efficient. The unicameral. Una means one. Cameral house, the one house.
The Nebraska legislature consists of 49 senators who meet every winter and spring in the old House chamber. The speaker is Doug Christensen, a Republican lawyer and, like everyone in this building, a fan of unicameralism.
Big bill comes up. It passes. People are angry. Who are they going to go to? Well, if they've got more House members and they've got more Senate members, all those people are going to point other fingers and say, well, from your district, even though I represent your district, but the one that really did it's over here. And the other one goes, well, but it's them over there. I'll tell you, I am the only state representative in my district. I cannot pass them off to absolutely anyone else.
With one chamber, it's also easier for outsiders to track a bill as it moves down a single path from the first committee hearing to the final floor vote. Supporters say the biggest advantage is the absence of conference committees, the meetings between House and Senate members to negotiate compromise versions of competing bills. In states like Minnesota, conference committees give lawmakers an opportunity to quietly kill a popular bill or to strike a deal to keep unpopular legislation alive. Speaker Christensen says in Nebraska, the conference committee is not missed.
You know where the compromising occurs in Lincoln, Nebraska, is on the floor of the legislature with the lights and cameras rolling.
When talking about the Nebraska system, it's hard to separate unicameralism from the other distinction of the legislature there. It's nominally nonpartisan. That means candidates are not identified as Democrats or Republicans, and when they get to the legislature, they don't have party leaders. No majority leader, no minority leader. The lack of party structure makes things easier for political renegades like Senator Ernie Chambers of Omaha.
I'm known as the second chamber of the legislature, and bills that I don't like, I can virtually stop.
Chambers is the only African-American member of a white, Republican-leaning legislature. He wears short-sleeved sweatshirts during floor debate, and the Capitol phone book lists his occupation as defender of the downtrodden. Chambers has no official leadership post, and he chairs no committee. But his 29 years of experience and encyclopedic knowledge of the rules have made him a one-man political force, as well as one of the most famous, some would say notorious, politicians in Nebraska. He says the nonpartisan unicameral system helped to make him who he is.
So the business end of it is far more open, and those people who do have integrity, tenacity, intelligence, ability, mastery of the rules, and so forth, have a much better opportunity to bring those traits to bear.
Still, Chambers says a one-house legislature doesn't necessarily guarantee political independence.
We have cowards here. We have people with backbones so soft that I could make better backbones out of jello. So the same types of flaws that you find in people other places, you'll find here in Nebraska and in this unicameral legislature.
Some lobbyists say the lack of party leaders makes their jobs harder because they have to lobby legislators one at a time instead of going straight to the top dogs. But Des Moines Register reporter Tom Fogarty, who's covered politics in both Nebraska and Iowa, says the party structures in other states can actually shield lawmakers there from lobbyist pressure, a benefit legislators in Nebraska don't have.
That legislator can use party concerns to fend off a request from a lobbyist, even a lobbyist who may have been a big contributor at election time. I think that the accountability comes within the parties.
Uh-oh, look who's coming.
Roaming the halls of the Capitol, newly elected Governor Mike Johanns runs into a class of fourth graders.
Well, I have to tell you, Minnesota has a governor that thinks he's very, very strong. I'll bet you I can arm wrestle that governor down, don't you think? Huh? Yeah.
Johans is, of course, a strong supporter of unicameralism. One local reporter says Nebraska politicians are about as likely to criticize unicameralism as they are to kick their mothers in public. But Johans admits there can be drawbacks, such as a legislature that can sometimes be too efficient.
There's times that legislation is offered, passed, and becomes law where people go, that stinks. Where did that come from? In a two-house system, you're going to have a greater likelihood of that getting slowed down, if not stopped.
In Minnesota, Governor Ventura often rails against what he sees as excessive lawmaking, and he might be dismayed at the number of bills that would breeze through a unicameral legislature. The governor could always veto those bills, but as Mike Johans discovered just a few weeks ago on a major tax bill, vetoes are less final in the unicameral system.
If 25 votes can pass it and 30 votes can override the veto, you're only talking 5 votes, and so voila.
Since it only takes one house to override a veto instead of 2, the result is what many people consider a weakened executive branch. Possibly another unwelcome surprise for Governor Ventura, should Minnesota follow Nebraska's lead. Will Minnesota follow? The change would require a constitutional amendment, which means both the House and the Senate would have to vote to put the question on the general election ballot, and then the voters would have to approve it. In Nebraska, politicians say no other state has adopted unicameralism because legislators aren't likely to vote themselves out of a job. But at the moment, unicameralism does have some friends in high places in the Minnesota legislature, most notably House Speaker Steve Swigum, who's planning to hold hearings on the issue this summer or fall. The governor's point person on the issue, Wendy Wustenberg, says Ventura is anxious to move the issue along, perhaps in time to put it on the ballot next year. She says 2000 is a natural deadline for the project because there'll be a new census and the state will have to redraw its legislative districts anyway. Wustenberg says the state might as well redraw them for one legislative house instead of 2. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.